Now let's move to your financial statement. It's time for you to set your financial goals. And it's so exciting because you have the power, you have the energy, and now you have the opportunity to make some decisions that can change the rest of your life. Let's go back through some of those indicators we talked about. What is your cash flow pattern? Remember, there's the cash flow pattern of the poor person. They spend everything they get. It never even hits the balance sheet. Money comes in through the income column and out through the expense column. Then there's the cash flow pattern of the middle class person. That's someone who buys liabilities instead of assets. Or do you have the cash flow pattern today, now, and for the future of a rich person? It doesn't mean volume. It means action. Will you take your money and invest in assets, buy assets that generate income? That's the cash flow pattern of the rich, and you can start that today. Secondly, how much money do you keep? That's part of the cash flow pattern. Remember, Rich Dad said, it's not how much money you make, it is how much you keep. You can make that change today. Make that part of your plan. Think about it, write down what you think you can handle, and then increase it just a little bit. The next indicator, does your money work for you? Well, of course, until you can start buying assets, that answer is probably no. Start small, but start now. Calculate what your net income is. That's your gross income less taxes. If you're an employee, you don't have a lot of flexibility there because those taxes come out before you ever get your paycheck. But that's something that you should calculate today and keep as part of your overall plan, because if you start your own business, you have an opportunity to adjust some of those deductions from personal deductions that are not deductible for tax purposes to legitimate business deductions. And so you can adjust the amount of federal taxes that you're having to pay legitimately. How much do you spend on housing? How much do you spend on rent? How much do you spend on your mortgage? That is such an incredibly simple calculation, but it's very telling. If you are spending more than 33 to 35%, that must be part of your overall financial plan. You need to increase your income so that percentage comes down, or you need to consider finding a new place to live and bringing down your living expenses to a much more reasonable level compared to your income. Now, this is the kicker. It's coming. What percentage of your assets are doodads? 100%? Close to 100%? That's what you need to work on. We want you to start working towards buying assets. Let those assets buy your doodads. We want you to have as many doodads as you want, but do it with fiscal responsibility. Learn the financial education to buy assets. Let those assets work hard for you. Because you can always get the doodad, but once that doodad is paid off, you'll still have the asset generating additional revenue. Make that part of your plan. The next calculation is return on assets. Now, today you may not have any return on your assets because you are your only asset. You're the one working for money. But you're going to start changing that. You're going to start buying assets, and those assets are going to generate income. And that income is going to be used to calculate your return on assets. For instance, you have a piece of property. You buy a rental property. You put down $10,000 as a down payment. The balance is the mortgage. So you're going to actually receive, at the end of each month, a $200 income from that property. You spent $10,000. You're receiving $200 each month, or $2,400 for the year. That's a 24% return on that asset. We also sometimes call it cash on cash return. That's what you want to strive for. It may be zero today, but you're going to build that. And it's going to be your choice if you build your assets in paper assets or real estate or through businesses. And last, but certainly not least, how wealthy are you today? And how wealthy do you want to be next year and in 5 years? And remember, wealthy is calculated in time, not money.
And that makes the significant difference in what Rich Dad's philosophy is. As you've looked at each of these indicators, you might have discovered where the items are that you need to work on. Great. That becomes the framework for your own personal plan. Write it down. Work with your friends, find your advisors, build your team, and get ready for the next steps. We're going to help you do each of those parts.
And make your plan achievable. Don't pie in the sky. Don't make it so that you want to increase your income by 1,000-fold in 1 year. Make it reasonable. Plan out your steps one at a time. First, get your debt under control. Start buying assets, even small ones. Start looking at how you spend your money and how you can make changes that will help you in the long run. Take action. You're going to hear us say this again and again and again. You have the power. Do it.